Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in, you guys. Every week, we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. And this week's topic is disappointments. And don't forget that any opinions shared on the show are just that, opinions. And remember that if anyone says anything offensive, they don't mean to offend, and they're just expressing their opinion, and that's it. They don't mean anything by it. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So just a couple of weeks ago, my school hosted a college fair, which I was highly, highly disappointed in. Let me explain this, okay? So most of the college representatives basically said, after I take the initiative to go up and talk to them and go to the booth, right, they basically say, take a flyer and ask any questions you have. That's basically what they said, for most of them, at least. And they basically made it seem like I had to sell them on me. I don't know if you, like, I'm pretty sure the point of a college fair is for, like, a little bit of friendly competition. So it's like, don't go to their college. Don't go to their college. They're not as good as us. Come to our college because these are reasons why, right? I feel like that's the point of a college fair. They're supposed to sell you on their college, making you think that you should either spend your money or spend your time there, or both. And if I think that if the students can't get up and ask a high schooler if they are thinking about going to their, if they're even thinking about going to their college, why should I have confidence in the college, right? Why should I even want to go there? And if they can't tell me why they like their school, or why they think I should go to their school, why would I want to go there, right? If they can't tell me why I should want to go there, why should I want to go there? Anyway, I really don't think that they even came close to the expectations I had, and maybe that's just me, but yeah, they went very subpar, in my opinion. There were a couple of colleges that were actually really inclusive, such as the first booth I actually visited. So I was like standing out in the middle of the room, just like kind of looking around, like, oh, where am I going? What do I want to do? And this one representative came up to me, probably because I was looking confused and super lost, and asked me if I was thinking about going into biotech. Now, I'm not really planning on going into biotech, but like the nervous wreck I was, and still am, I said, well, maybe, right? And he made an amazing argument, like the best one I've ever heard, as to why his college would probably be the best to attend if I'm going into biotech. Now, I almost kind of want to get into that field just so I can attend the college, right? Or just so that I can attend that portion of the college, because it seems like a really good area and community. And I just found that amazing. Now, have you ever started a personal project, right? And been like super hyped about it, like, yeah, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to be doing this for like years on end, and it's going to be amazing. And then about 2 minutes later, as you're getting work on it, the world just seems to just throw down on you, right? Everything goes wrong. Every little thing goes wrong. And you spend like 2 hours just trying to work out bugs. And by the end of you figuring out just how to get it started, then you don't even feel like doing it anymore. Have you ever had that feeling? Have you ever had that happening? Is it just me? I don't know. Like, I've had quite a few of these, mostly in 7th and 8th grade, and I really thought I was, like, on the biggest losing streak in history. I thought I was in such a bad place. Towards the end of my freshman year in high school, I think I might have actually broken the cycle. I don't know how I did it, but I did, I think. And I actually got a couple things off the ground, like, I got into programming a little bit. I eventually dropped out of that, but I'll get back to that here in a minute. I got into guitar a lot better. That was just really good. Like, yeah, I still have a few things going on, But like I still have a few projects I'm failing at, but maybe that's a blessing in disguise. Maybe I'm not supposed to have a million projects going on at the same time. Maybe, just maybe. Like I'm trying to get back into programming, Python mostly, and first day of doing it, I spend 2 hours working on just fixing bugs. But afterward, I decide, no, I'm not giving up. I'm gonna keep going on it. I'm gonna keep doing it, and I'm gonna just power through it. And guess what? I'm still doing it, and I'm feeling super good about it. Even take podcasting, right? I'm starting the podcast as you know, and so far I'm really not sure whether it's gonna succeed. It's only the third week. That probably seems like a long time to a lot of people, and it really is kind of a long time, but I mean, like, I don't know how much support's actually gonna ramp up. I don't know how things are gonna work. So all I can really do is hope and pray that things are gonna keep going good and get better. And I can only really put out what I have time for. Just as I said, hope and pray that it's gonna succeed. That's all that you can really do sometimes, especially when things seem to be working against you, right? Sometimes that's all you can do is just put in the effort and keep it going, because otherwise it's not gonna go anywhere. And the only thing that we can really do is just push against that invisible force that's trying to stop us from doing whatever we're trying to do. And it can be hard, but whether we do it alone or with the ones around, with the people around us, it's good just to keep it going. Keep it going. I'm sure it'll work out. Now, one big way you can support us here at Random Radio and show your support is to either talk to me in person, if you know me in person. Of course, don't come talk to me in person if you don't know me, right? Or you can email me about appearing on the show. You can email me at bola.david2006@gmail.com. Once again, that's bola.david2006@gmail.com. Now, if you do email me or talk to me, just ask me about how you can give your opinions and sh on the show, right? Just ask me how you can give your thoughts. Only if you'd like to. If you don't want to, you don't have to, of course. But if you do want to, feel free to do it. And I'll probably let you pick the topic, unless I have a really good one planned, or I've already got the script written or something. But I'll let you know on that. And I'll probably let you pick the topic if you want, or if you don't want to, I can choose one for you if you really don't feel like picking a topic. But whether you want to do this or not, we really thank you for listening. You have no idea how much it means to me, that I get even just 20 people that listen to this, right? And I really hope you enjoy it. Now moving on, then just face it. Humanity is just one big idiot in somebody's view, right? Just face it. Humanity can be the biggest disappointment of all. And I include myself in that statement. I'm probably one of the dumbest humans on the planet. But yeah, and we're probably the lazy species on the planet as well. We're just like, think about how little we have to do during our days when we have so much time. Now there are a couple exceptions to this, but they're a small minority. And my suggestion to fix humanity, is stop being a follower. Just personally, make the decision to not necessarily stop being a follower, but become a leader. Right? There are enough followers in the world. Believe me, there are plenty of them. In fact, I actually heard that just in school. Somebody was complaining about how there are too many followers in the world and not enough leaders. And so I'd say be like George Washington, be like Alexander Hamilton, be like Robespierre. And if you feel something's going in the wrong direction, or you want to go in a certain direction, go that way. Go the way you feel is right. right? Go the way that you think is right. Now, don't go massacre a whole set of people, like a certain person in history. Don't do that. But go your own path. Make your own path. It's okay to do that, right? And you might say, well, there are people who've already made all the paths that are meant to be made. 100% wrong. There are still many paths to be made if you really want to make it. If you really want to put in the effort, then make the commitment and go the way that you feel is right. Now, people are gonna laugh. Just accept it, face it. People are probably gonna laugh at you at first, right? Let them laugh, right? Let them have their minute of glee, their minute of joy. And I actually saw this on a motivational image. They laugh, they watch, and then they follow. They're probably gonna follow you and someday. And this is, I think that this is really the only way that you or me or anybody in this world can really achieve greatness, the greatness that we really want. Now, it can be disappointing if it's harder than you thought at first, and it undoubtedly will be harder than you think it will be. But if you keep pushing through it, but just believe me, you'll thank me, and you'll see what I mean. If you just take the chance, if you just put yourself out there, turn off your brain, put yourself out there for the world, for all the world to see, and you'll thank me. Believe me. Now, I apologize for this episode kind of changing toward the end there from disappointments to followership and leadership and stuff. But I really think that people need to know this, and I know plenty of people in my life who could really know this. Like remember the last episode or even the first episode. Right? Remember rising up and how you just need confidence. Anyway, remember to either email me or talk to me in person. If you want to show up on the show, only if you want to. If you don't want to, you can still email me. Just don't actively ask it if you don't want it. Okay. Yeah. And with that, I'm David Bolander, and this was Random Radio, signing off.